Well, there's from these ancient understandings as well that those who have come before us suggest that we are, in fact, directly related to the world around us and to one another in a way that perhaps we're only beginning to understand here in the West. In the traditions of the native peoples of the world, we're reminded that there is literally a web, what they call a net, that links all of creation. And we see this in the native traditions throughout the world, in the traditions of the Hopi, for example, the American Desert Southwest. In the Hopi understandings, at the beginning of this world that we're experiencing now, a being known as Spider Grandmother emerged into this world, and the first thing she did was to weave the web of creation so that her grandchildren could experience life and know themselves in the presence of one another in this world. In the Buddhist traditions, we hear something very, very similar. In the Buddhist sutras, there's a sutra that actually says, far away in the great heavenly abode of the god Indra, there exists a wonderful net stretching in all directions. It's actually described as a net. As we go into these traditions, whether we're looking at the Tibetan or the Buddhist or the Native American or the pre-Christian or the Christian traditions, what we're finding is that there are universal themes, common threads of understanding. If we could summarize those into a couple of key points, those points will lead us into some of the most modern, some of the most sophisticated, some of the most far-reaching science in the first years of the 21st century. And those elements simply remind us, number one, that all of creation is related through what is called the web of an unseen force. And number two, that through the web of this unseen force, somehow our inner world influences our outer world. So if we could bring together all of the understandings of the lost traditions that now are being recovered throughout the 20th and now the 21st century, this is the essence that breathes life into the possibilities as we participate in the events of our lives rather than leaving us to feel victim of the events that are unfolding around us. If, in fact, all of creation is related through some kind of an energy, a force, what the ancients called the web of an unseen force, number one. And number two, if this force literally mirrors in the world around us what's happening inside of our bodies, what this says to us is that each of us is playing a key role, every one of us in our lives, in the seemingly insignificant moments of our lives, at the dinner table with our families, when we're driving alone in our vehicles, at our workplace and with our friends. The way we live our lives in every moment of every day, the seemingly insignificant moments are actually pooling, collecting together into the global answer for our time in history, because the world around us is mirroring not what we do, rather what we have become from inside of our bodies. So the question is, as a scientist, and as I've had the opportunity to journey into the remote locations and the pristine mountain monasteries and the small tribes in the Andes and the Himalayas, and I hear their stories and I've looked at the temple walls and read the ancient texts and spoke with the translators, I understand what they're saying. As a scientist, I have to ask myself the question, do we have any evidence that such a web actually exists? Does such a link exist? And if so, why don't we hear more about it? Has 20th or now 21st century science ever found any evidence of this web? And this is precisely where we're going with our program.